Another exclusive live session with the Hype Magazine.
You need to stop what you're doing. Pay attention.
World famous
Hype Magazine. Going down right now.
Hey, what's good, everybody? This is Jerry with the Hype Magazine. Hey, we're here for another special live session. Today, we've got a young lady by the name of Sky Cat. She's a young hip-hop artist. She made a big splash this past season on America's Got Talent and made it all the way to the third round. Congratulations. I saw the video, and she even wowed Simon. We're here today to talk about her new joint and her drive to end gun violence. Thanks for being with us today, Sky.
No problem.
Man, okay. So let's talk about Sky Cats. What brought you to hip hop, young lady?
Well, my parents grew up in Queens and around like all the old school. So they basically everywhere we would go, we would listen to old school hip hop. You know, old school like Biggie, Run DMC, Big Daddy Kane, all of them. And yeah, I guess that I would always try and learn it, and that just got me into it.
Okay, all right. So do you love hip-hop, or you just do hip-hop?
I don't love hip-hop. It's just something else. Like, I don't know what a word is to explain it.
Wow.
It's way more than love.
Wow, okay. She said it's kind of like air. You got to have it because you got to breathe. I love it. I love it. All right, you got this new joint out, Long Way to Go, and you're talking about a very serious subject. Gun violence, and you got a debut album set to drop sometime this year. So let's talk about the single and your motivation.
Yeah, well, everything going on around the world with gun tragedies and gun violence, and it's just so, like, terrible. People are losing so many loved ones, and it's an awful thing. I can't imagine that feeling. I just want to help end that.
Okay.
Spread and spread love and digital music. Help influence young people not to participate in gun violence.
Okay. A lot of people or the New York Times even picked up your message, and you know, what makes it so personal to you? Have you at your young age, I mean, you're just watching society, you care about society. Why is this such a significant thing to an 11-year-old?
Well, yeah, I can't imagine losing a family member like that. Just the thought of it kills me. And I learn through music as well as other people. Other people learn through music and heal through music. And it's musicians are role models and people's influences, and if their role model talks about using a gun or just terrible things, then that's what they're influenced by, and that's what's the message that's going on through their like heads, and that's what they're learning from. But if there's a song like mine ending it, people could heal through it and learn in a good way.
Okay, that's awesome. I mean, you know, besides, who wants to live in a world where we have to just be scared all the time? We can't walk down the street and enjoy our families, you know, and just feel safe.
Yeah, like some kids walking to school in bad areas, they don't feel safe walking to school. Like, you shouldn't be scared of getting shot by a gun walking to school. Like, you know what I mean?
Right. And I know Long Island is an all right place. But it has its pockets as well. So I'm amazed at how aware you are. But I'm very proud to know that there's a young person that in my old age can pick up the fight. And so I love it. So Long Way to Go. Lyrically, you shot some lyrical missiles. You're dope. You're really dope.
Thank you.
Yeah, talk to me. How did you put that together, and did you write your own joint? Talk to me about the single.
Well, I basically I basically co-write with someone else. Like, we both co-write. Me and my manager, Sean, we write together. So, yeah, and all this thing going on in the world that influences us to write this.
Okay.
And a lot of listeners coordinate hip-hop with gun violence, so it's nice to set a positive example in this genre of music, and that shooting guns and using them recklessly isn't cool.
Yeah, you're right. 100% agree. 100% agree on that. I'm glad that you're using your time and your momentum from America's Got Talent to put forward not only your own music and your own style and stamping, you know, hip hop, but also to do what hip hop was meant to do, was disseminate positive messages and bring about unity. So, you know, the fact that you're living up to one of the pillars, number five, being overstanding, is amazing. So I want to applaud you for that and stay hip hop.
Thank you.
You know what I mean?
Yeah, thank you. Yes, awesome. And things like America's Got Talent, like hobbies like that, and like hobbies like basketball and like getting into, these are some hobbies I like, getting into sneakers, like, you know, like the new Jordan that are coming out, and studying like kind of those sneakers, you know, hobbies like that. I want to start a campaign around the U.S. and visit like bad, poor places, like not like poor places, but like places that have poor examples. And give them hobbies like that, so their mind isn't hobbies with gun violence and things like drugs and all bad stuff like that.
Okay, so do you have someone that you're thinking about working with right now? Is it like the Boys and Girls Club that you're picking up, or do you guys have a plan? You and your team. I know you have a growing team over there. Do you have a specific area that you might start? And who would you be wanting to work with to kick it off?
Well, I did a Toys for Kids event, just like, you know, start off with charities and then throw it into a campaign.
Okay. All right. Well, that's a good start. And, you know, hey, ideas become great happenings. And I'm sure that you'll make your mark. All right.
Thank you.
So, is there anything you want us to know about Sky Cats that, you know, something that you find particularly interesting about yourself? Spit it.
I don't think there are a lot of young kids like me trying to spread these kinds of messages and through hip hop. Like maybe there's some charities, which is a good thing. But most people learn through music and through hip-hop. So I don't think there's a lot of young kids trying to spread the message I'm spreading through hip-hop and the love.
Certainly not a lot of young people your age that are aware enough, you know, to speak on the situation clearly and use a great platform, you know, and do it technically beautifully. You know, I watched your performance and I watched you spit and I'm like, okay, she got it. And it doesn't seem, it's not like somebody painted it on you. It's like you grew up in it. So we could tell that from the beginning. So I'm going to wish you much continued success. And I understand, now you have you're going to appear in an upcoming issue of Time Magazine for kids, or did I get that late?
Yeah. It was a great experience. A kid interviewer interviewed me, and it was so cool. It was just another cool experience. And hopefully all these experiences will build up to a star and an artist.
You got to start there. I mean, but you're starting at the top already. The New York Times, you know, okay. Newsday. So as long as you keep true to hip hop,
thank you,
and spit those messages. They're going to keep coming with you, you know. The media is going to follow you, too.
Thank you. I've been performing since I was five, and it took a lot of hard work to get, you know, where I am. And I'm looking forward to more hard work. Looking forward to more
It doesn't get easy.
You're good. Making America's Got Talent, It was all right. Hard work, and there's still more ahead of me, you know?
Right. I mean, a lot of people just see the fun. They don't see the hours and hours of rehearsal.
Exactly.
You know, and you know, today, we were trying to interview you earlier today, but you had school. So education is key. And
yeah.
Of course, education first. So there's a lot to the rehearsals, school, interviews, talking to guys like me, and, you know, and trying to create, you know, and spread
mm-hmm.
your talent.
Yeah, like
spread your music.
Basketball, school, friends, family, hip-hop, everything. But, like, you know what? That's the hard work that takes up if you want to be a star. It's not just you come out with the hit, okay, it goes huge. It takes hard work, you know? Performances, rehearsals.
Yeah. See, I don't make music, and I don't envy you your position. I just get to write about exciting, young, talented people like yourself and follow your journey.
Thank you.
So I'm really happy to have met you. Let's tell the people, you know, where they can get your joint, where they can catch up with you on social media, et cetera.
Well, I have a website, skykatsraps.com, SKYKATZRAPS. You can find me on all social media there, you know. And I have some things on iTunes, SoundCloud, Vimeo, YouTube, everywhere. I can't even name everything. But everywhere you want to find me, SkyCatsRaps.
Okay, all right. You got a title yet for your debut album that's going to drop this year?
No, not yet.
Okay, you're still in the lab putting it together. All right.
Yeah.
All right, well, we're excited. We hope you'll come back and talk to us again so we can follow your career. And we're definitely going to shout out your mission, man, the End Gun Violence. That's very important. I want to thank you for your time. And I appreciate you spending it with me and trusting me with your story.
No problem. Thank you for having me.
Awesome. All right, everybody. The Hype Magazine Live Sessions, Miss Sky Cat. Yeah, long way to go. We out.
Cool.